Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. You know, on Friday on Jump in Tucson, we talk about success stories of organizations and businesses and people who make Tucson great. And we have a guest with us today. Before I do that, I'd like to introduce my new CEO of Ackerley Advertising. She's my executive assistant, Morgan Murphy. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being here. This is your first day at Jump in Tucson, so we're going to give you a baptism of what it's like to run a radio show and produce a radio show. So what are you thinking about so far? You've been at this now for 7 minutes. What's it like?
It's pretty exciting so far.
Yeah. So you're a graduate of the University of Arizona, and your major at Eller College was?
Marketing and entrepreneurship.
And what are you doing now?
I'm going back for my master's degree in marketing.
So in May of 2025, you're going to be a dual degree graduate of the University of Arizona.
Yes, sir.
And who was your favorite teacher at the University of Arizona?
You, Dr. Ackerley.
It's a pleasure to have you aboard, and good luck to you and working with us here at Ackerley Advertising and on your endeavors to become a master of marketing. You're going to be fantastic.
Thank you.
Our guest this morning for the Friday success stories is a young friend who I happened to meet this gentleman. The first time I ran for mayor, he called me up and asked me to go to breakfast at the Kettle Restaurant. And I went over to that fine dining establishment, Sam's Place, and we had a good little discussion, and we've been talking ever since. Good morning, Rudy Garcia.
Dr. Ackerley, it's a pleasure being here with you again after all these years, and it's just a pleasure. And let me congratulate you on your choice of your new employee.
Well, thank you.
Excellent.
She's amazing. Yeah. So, Rudy, when we met that very first time, you told me the story of Rudy's life of growing up in Douglas and having a wonderful time in Southern Arizona, moving to California, recalling that city council because of some issues that you thought were not right, and lo and behold, those people that helped you with the recalls looked at you and said, "We need a mayor," and all of a sudden you're the mayor of Bell Gardens, California.
Yes, I was, Doctor, and I held office. I held that chair for quite a few years, and but what what I'm really proud of is that while I was doing that, I opened up a 501c3 organization, a nonprofit organization called the Willie C. Velasquez Center, in which it was that organization I processed over 100,000 people for citizenship.
Legally.
Yeah. I believe that if you want to come into my house, you're going to knock on that door. And if you're allowed to come in, come on in. But if you're not, don't try to break in.
Right. So what's the significance, you told me, but just to recap, what's the significance of the name Willie C. Velasquez? And why was he important?
That gentleman taught me a lot about politics, and he was the guy that got Mr. Henry Cisneros in office. He's from Texas, and this guy was very, very heavy in politics, and I learned from him.
Right, and so you processed over 100,000 people, and one of those wonderful people that you processed was a young lady by the name of Sylvia.
Yes.
And lo and behold, for the last, 25 years now, maybe even longer?
Maybe a little bit longer,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you've been married to Sylvia, and what a wonderful young lady she is. And you guys moved to Tucson several years ago, and you've kind of participated in politics. You even gave a run at Senate for one time, and
yes, I did,
against our mutual friend John McCain, who we think is an American hero, and you may not agree with 100% of what his stance was, but when he did thumbs down, man, that was pretty cool for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. May he rest in peace, Doctor. John McCain was a veteran, also like myself. But I was there before he was.
So. Yeah. I look at you every time I've ever been with you, except for in church when we were in church for that one memorial of your family member. You wear a hat, and on that hat it says Army, and you are a
Army all the way.
You are a proud veteran of the United States Army, and gave a significant contribution to the country. and you have been fighting for veterans' rights ever since.
Ever since, Doctor, and I wish that everybody would open up their eyes and see what's happening to our Veterans Administration.
Right.
We, right here in Tucson, we're not getting the best of the best.
Right.
And I don't believe that's happening across America.
There's even been some talk about closing the Veterans Administration Hospital here in Tucson and moving it to Phoenix.
They're talking about, Doc, is privatizing the VA. And most people don't realize, they don't stop to think about what that means. That means we're going to have to start paying a fee, insurance, right, and a copay.
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, well, wait a minute. Is this the thanks that we get for putting our lives on the line for our country?
Right, right. And these are just the people that survived. There are so many that passed in our foreign wars and defending the United States that, you know, as you say, we need to treat veterans with more respect and dignity than we have. We've been trying, but I mean, there's a lot of things that can be fixed.
It breaks my heart to see veterans that are sleeping underneath bridges and in the gutters, and it just kills me. And we let the gates are open so that other people from other countries can come in, and they're being taken care of, and not us veterans.
Right.
Give me a break.
We do have to say that through your advocacy and through some squeaky wheel gets the oil, as they say, you have been successful over the last couple of years in your own health care to be loud enough that they have taken notice of Rudy Garcia when he comes in. Oops. when he comes in, they know that let's treat everyone with the same vigor and enthusiasm as they do with Rudy Garcia. So,
well, I've gotten good service at the VA, but again, it's not the top of the line.
Right.
I believe that we should have everything, the best quality of, as far as medical is concerned. I shouldn't have to be farmed out to another hospital.
Right.
That tells me right there that we're lacking something. There was a report on Channel 7 a few years back that we were 36 specialists short at the VA.
Right.
Give me a break.
Right. Right. And that's why they talked about Phoenix and or farming it out to other hospitals. So, well, Rudy, you have been a great stalwart person who has exercised his right to free speech and his right to gather, and you're part of the American electorate where we the people get together and we decide what's going on. We're going to take a quick break here, and we come back, we're going to talk about the organization that you have started, and we'll talk a little bit about how some people can and organizations can join the cause and be part of the We the People. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We will be back in just a minute with Rudy Garcia and a little bit more about We the People. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley, here on a Friday talking about great success stories of businesses and organizations that have done the good work of the people of our region and of our community. And one of those people is Rudy Garcia. Rudy, thank you again for your service to our country as a wonderful veteran of the Army and the time that you spent defending our country. Thank you for that.
My pleasure, Doc.
Well, you came back to Tucson and you got involved in the community and so forth. And one of the things we talked about when you were getting in, helping me with my campaign for mayor, you talked about this important thing. And you gave me an analogy one time of a bus going from point A to point B.
Yes.
And could you tell us that story about the bus and what that means?
Well, very simple, Doc. For example, if there's 50 people on board this bus, it's going from point A to point B, and 1 mile before you get to point A, you run out of gas. There's a gas station a half a block away. If 50 people get off of the bus and push the bus to the gas station, we will be able to continue to point A. But if only 50% or 25 people get out and push, we won't be able to push that bus.
Right.
It's got to be done by everybody. Everybody's got to push that bus. That's what's happening to America. We're a divided country.
Right.
And we shouldn't be divided. We should open up our eyes and see what's happening.
Right. And you gave me that analogy, and the other one that you gave me, which you kind of just referenced, was you told the story that regarding immigration and the border, that if you came home from work one day and there was a family sitting outside your house, and it was a father and a mother and a couple little kids, and they were on your curb, and you drove up and you got out of your car, and they said, "Hey, we haven't had anything to eat, we haven't had anything to drink, we haven't had a shower, we haven't had sleep. Can you help us?" You'd probably say, "I'm going to go into the house, get you a sandwich, and the kids can go to the bathroom and use our shower and all that, and maybe you guys can take a rest." If, however, you came home and that same family, and you pulled up to your garage and you got out of your car and walked in, and they were inside your house showering and using your restroom and all that, you would say, "What are you doing in here?" Same people, different scenario. And those were the two analogies that you gave me, which I think are really powerful and meaningful. And that's kind of the impetus that gave you the idea to start an organization called We the People. Can you tell us a little bit about the genesis of that and why We the People was started?
Yes, Doc. Doctor, we the people, the first three words of our Constitution, we need to remember that. The first three words of our Constitution, a living document, living, breathing document is telling us, you know, we the people. It doesn't mention no political parties. It mentions we the people. So we got We the People started here in Tucson, and now it is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. I'm reaching out to everybody here in Tucson, organizations. I don't care if the people are yellow, pink, blue, black, whatever. I don't care. We need the American people to step forward and help me. I can't do it by myself. We need to follow our Constitution, number one. If we don't follow our Constitution together, we will sink together. And right. That's what I'm trying to avoid right now.
So We the People is an organization that is nonpartisan, meaning it's not Republican, it's not Democrat, it's not political. It is a drive to return the governance of the local community, but also the federal, national group of legislators and so forth who are supposed to be representing the people, turn it back to the people, and really advocate. And so some of the things that you've talked about, for instance, is being a U.S. representative or senator shouldn't be a lifelong position.
No, that's one of the things that we need to straighten out as soon as possible. Like yesterday, we the people, we would elect an individual, whether it be mayor, council person, whatever post, whatever position, for one term only.
Right,
and out he goes or she goes. No more of this re-elections, because what we want to do is have the person stay on that seat for a certain amount of time, because the longer you're sitting there, the easier it is for corruption to sneak up on you. And once they take you out to lunch and dinner and stuff like that, you're hooked.
Right.
You are hooked. People don't see it.
Right.
I know. I held a office. I was a mayor of a city. I know how this works.
You told me some of those stories, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I differ with you on the one term, but I understand. I'm a two-term guy. I think two terms, especially if you're running at a federal office, having run many organizations myself, it takes a little while to get up to speed, and once you're up to speed. And so, you know, it may be tempered to the House of Representatives and Senator and so forth might be a little bit different, but I concur with what you're saying. The idea behind this is the tenet of our nation, which is people in 1776, 1789, and so forth were working and having their farms and plantations and all the things that they had, and they came to Washington to represent their district, their state, their commonwealth, and then they served for a little bit, and then they went back to their communities, and somebody else stepped in. But yet, here in the 2000s, we're into these legislators that get elected, and then they're in for 40 years, and they make it a career as opposed to representing the people.
We had a senator that, I can't remember what state he was from. He was there for 50 years. Give me a break.
Right.
Come on. Now, all you need to do, I'm talking about corruption, all you need to do is just look up how many Congress people are millionaires.
Right. On the Senate side. On the Senate side, most of them are millionaires. Not all of them in the House of Representatives are millionaires, but a lot of them are, but not all of them.
That's all you have to do is just check and see how many are millionaires.
Right. God bless our capitalist system where you know you try to make as much money as you can as part of the capitalist system, but not on the backs of the people.
That's corruption, Doctor. Yeah. No matter how you look at it, that's corruption.
Yeah. So some of the tenets that you talk about, one of the things that you're you advocate for, and thankfully over the last couple of months and years we've had a little bit of return of this, but you're a big proponent to talk about how we've lost so many jobs to overseas, the steel industry, the moving jobs to Mexico and other places, and you advocate that when you were a young man and in the 50s, 60s, and even into the 70s, that most of the manufacturing jobs for our country were in our country, and in the last 30 or 40 years, it's been a lot of exiting. So we want to see a return back to bringing jobs back to America.
Doctor, back in my day, America was the most powerful manufacturing country in this planet. Nobody could come close to us. But in 72, that's when it started to crumble. That's when a politician, a president, gave the steel industry, the backbone of America, he gave it to China. And right after that, things just started to collapse across America because he gave the steel industry away. What can you do without steel? Nothing.
And you know this firsthand because you worked for...
I worked for Bethlehem Steel.
Right.
And I had 19 and a half years, almost 20, and I'd lost my job to China. But we can't blame it all on the Republicans because down the road a bit, here comes a guy by the name of Clinton.
Right.
And he gives all of the remaining jobs in America to Mexico.
Manufacturing, right.
Can you name a car that's built in America anymore?
100%. Tesla, I guess.
No, they're going to Sonora, Mexico also.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we have lost all of this, and no president, nobody, I don't care who it is, has ever said, let's bring our jobs back to America.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame, Rudy, that you're not very passionate about this We the People thing. It's a shame that you don't have enthusiasm for this. You know, you've just been a great advocate for just the simplicity of trying to put a bridge through the divide of our country and come together as a country and go back to some of the principles that made us great. And you're trying to bring that divide together. How do people get involved in We the People, and how do organizations contact you to get involved?
It's very simple. Go to our webpage. It's just one word, We the People.
That's three words, by the way. We the People.
Okay, We the People, 50.us.
So it's We the People, the number 50, the 50 states, .us, not .com or .org, but it's .us.
US.
So it's wethepeople50.us. And an individual can join for $17.76
per year.
And that's a great number. That's our revolution and independence. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then organizations, you'd like to have a couple of organizations give you a shout, have you come make a presentation at their group and see if the organization can join.
I'd be more than willing and happy to participate. We need to get together, all of us. I mean, regardless of what we're doing, but we need to stop and say, hey, look, there's a tidal wave coming our way. We need to do something about this. We can solve our problems together, but as long as we're together, we can't.
Right.
We need to be on the same page. We can't divide, Doctor.
Like you said earlier, let's all jump off the bus and go around and push it together.
Let's
get it to the destination. We're trying to go from Tucson to Washington. Let's push it all the way to the Capitol and make sure that we get that done. Well, Rudy, we really appreciate all you do. I personally just want to shout out again. Thank you for your contributions to my campaign. You've been a good advisor, and although I disagree with some of the things that you talk about, you've just been just a loyal person to help me with my campaign. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Doc, in this world, we have to agree to disagree, and it's okay if you disagree with some of the... That's okay.
Yeah, but what I do agree with is the fact that We the People is the backbone of our government, and
yes.
You're doing everything you can to make sure that We the People have a voice.
Yes.
And that's what the organization is all about. So we appreciate that. So again, if you're interested in getting in touch with Rudy Garcia, the founder and the person who is banging that cymbal for We the People, go to wethepeople50.us, and you can make contact with Rudy. He'll come and talk to your group, or he'll get you engaged in a process, which is Really cool. And you hold some meetings from time to time, and you get with other groups and share your vision. And we've got a lot to do. So
yes, Doctor.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We'll be back after a word from our great sponsors. This is Jump in Tucson on KVOI 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. Boy, am I in the mood. That is fantastic, and can't wait to hear them live singing those songs. You're listening to Jump in Tucson, and wow, pretty amazing. With us this morning are Michael and Bonnie Quinn. So welcome to Jump in Tucson.
Thanks,
Ed.
Rockin' for Heroes. And that's a pretty iconic tune there. Yeah, reeling in the years. We have been, haven't we?
Yeah. Amen.
Reeling in a lot of years. So you've got this great event, Rockin' for Heroes, and you've been doing it for a while now, and it's an exciting tribute. So tell us a little bit about Rockin' for Heroes, what it is, and why'd you get started in this?
Bonnie, go ahead.
Rockin' for Heroes was created as a tribute to first responders for their compassionate care of our son who we lost to bone cancer in 2020. Mm. And that was on our hearts to say thank you to them. But we also are very supportive of active military veterans and Gold Star families. So when we created this concept for a public tribute concert, we decided to honor all four hero groups at once. And that is the four in Rockin' for Heroes.
Tell us a little bit about your son.
Our son PJ was 29 when he passed, and in those 29 years, he lived a full life. He always said he was living the dream when you'd ask him how he was, despite serious health challenges. He was very upbeat. He loved kids. He was an elementary school teacher.
Great.
When he passed. He graduated from
NAU. Which you mean he was a saint because he was an elementary school teacher. That's a great, great profession. Yeah.
And a rabid Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Doesn't make him bad, but Nick Foles, is that who was?
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yes.
Philadelphia
Eagles? Yes.
Yeah. One of his buddies.
One of our friends from the U of A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So PJ was an NAU graduate as well.
Yes,
he was a lumberjack and was teaching, and he passed away at age 29, and this is a tribute to him.
Yes, it is.
That's great.
Well, to those who served.
To everybody,
and,
yeah.
So a little further history. So, you know, I'm a veteran of the United States Navy, and we've been serving the Gold Star community, families have lost their loved ones in service to our country for the last 20, 25 years or so, and both locally and nationally. And so after we passed, our son passed, and we had time to grieve, and this was really on our hearts. We know that God put this on our heart, kind of to find a way to thank them. And a tray of cookies or a pizza luncheon just didn't seem enough. And this is what came forward. And what we found was that so many people wanted to come alongside us and share in that. The organization has grown now. I don't know if you're aware of it. We just recently named a scholarship in honor of Jacob Didinger, who we lost here in Tucson, was an EMT, was shot and tragically killed.
Over on Kino there,
That's right. Right. And we met the parents. We honored their family at the first event. And subsequent to that, so all the proceeds from our event and from our fundraising each year goes to our Hero Fund that supports activities like this scholarship fund, as well as other programs to support the four hero groups that we serve.
Right. And where is that scholarship for him?
Where was it?
Pima Community College through the Pima Foundation.
Fantastic.
And their EMT program.
It's to help someone become an EMT
or help
guide them as they are financially, as they're working on their EMT certificate.
Because regardless of what they want to do with their career beyond EMT, whether it's paramedic or firefighter, it all starts with that EMT program. So
if we
can help someone get their career launched, it's great. In honor of Jacob's memory, we did that with his parents.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, you mentioned, Mike, that the people that share your vision, are there some significant people who have been with you since the beginning that you'd like to mention who have kind of saw your vision as a family to honor those first responders and all the constituents that you're honoring here? But who are some people that have been with you through all of this?
From before the first event, Steve Rakowski, who's our executive producer, he helped us take this to what it is now.
Right.
We just kind of had the seedling of a thought, and we had a band booked to come to Tucson, but we didn't know what we were going to do with that. And We would not be where we are now if he hadn't come on board and helped us grow this to what it is. And we've had a Mary Murphy as well.
Right.
We've been so fortunate to have her. She's such a, I mean this in a good way, workhorse. I mean,
right.
She puts her nose to the grindstone and she gets things done. And we're so lucky to have her energy. And we've had Dana Cooper as our MC every
right.
year,
every
which
year.
Has been wonderful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lots
Dana's
of
a good friend.
Great
yeah.
people on our advisory panel and
our advisory council.
Yeah.
Let's talk just a little bit. We'll talk about the actual event when we come back after the break. But let's just talk a little bit about our friends at HSL and Humberto and Serena Lopez. And they saw your vision and
they came on board and they've been supporting us every year. And Omar.
Right, Morales, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's been involved this year. And I just can't say enough good things. The Southern Arizona is so blessed to have this family, this organization
right.
to support. They just do so much for so many good organizations. What they do with Gospel Rescue Mission,
right?
What a blessing. They're
yeah.
just such a blessing to our community.
Yeah.
They really are. And they're just wonderful people.
I have the good fortune from time to time to go out and work at the you know, the Center for Opportunity, the HSL Foundation
right.
Center for Opportunity,
yeah.
and what the family has done there, and the campus is growing, and it's even more services are being offered to veterans and homeless people, but veterans yep. and other people. It's just an amazing blessing on our
That's
our
right.
community.
That's
and
right.
We appreciate all that Humberto and Zarina do for the community, and Omar helping out the way that he is. So we thank them. And
so,
they're your major sponsor for
yeah,
this
that's
event.
Right. American Furniture Warehouse, which is up in Marano, right off
right.
I-10. Wonderful people. Great business model, what they do. They
mm-hmm.
have, if it's on the showroom floor, they have it in stock.
Right.
So you don't have to wait 12
right.
weeks or something like that for something to come in. So they're an amazing
yeah.
group. And they're out of Denver. Very patriotic. They love
mm-hmm.
this country. They love what we're doing, and they've come alongside. So them and HSL are kind of sharing the top spot.
Right.
The town of Oro Valley's been a strong supporter. They love what we're doing and have supported us and want to see us keep it there. And the number of other or use federal credit. I mean, the list goes on.
Gettle Plumbing. Yeah,
right.
we have a lot of repeat
sponsors. Yeah, Gettle Plumbing has been repeating. They've been along with us. And, you know, I want to go back real quick, if we mm-hmm. could, to Steve Rakowski. Because,
right.
You're old enough to know Up With People.
Oh, absolutely.
And all the Up With People alumni that are
right.
around Tucson,
yeah.
you may not be aware of that organization.
Morgan doesn't know yet, but
yeah.
we'll get her up to speed.
Okay,
yeah.
but and Steve was heavily involved on them, and I know the first
right.
time I met him, I was introduced to him by a Gold Star father,
right.
Bob Huff.
Who was also an Up With People alumni.
Yes,
right.
and he told me, you know, that Steve we'd want to talk to Steve. And,
right.
and anyway, it turns out Steve had... was the executive producer and assistant of four Super Bowl halftime shows.
Right, right.
So back in the day when they had to push everything out and, you know.
And bring it all off in 15 minutes.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, yeah. yes. And yeah. and so he had quite an extensive career in producing events. And
right.
So we're blessed to have him come along.
What?
But all these other people that came around and that came to, not just businesses and sponsors, but organizations that that wanted to come around. And we're just blessed to have them all. At the end of the day, it's really just a thank you. The two words
yeah.
that describes Rockin' for Heroes, and that's thank you.
Right.
Because we're here to thank them for their selfless service to our event.
Right.
We had one situation. I hope we have time
yeah.
for this.
Yeah, we
but,
did.
That Bonnie could share about how we met someone that had cared for our son. Why don't you share that story?
This was before our second event started in 2022, and a Golden Ranch paramedic came up to us before the concert started and introduced
about
himself.
About 8 minutes before it started. We're
right.
kind of scrambling.
Yeah.
Right. What's this guy want?
And he let us know that he knew our son PJ. He graduated Ironwood Ridge High School with PJ, and that he was at our house several times as a paramedic.
Right.
And he was also there the day he passed away. So he wanted us to know that he was that he still struggles with that loss, and that he that for him to see us there with our grief, doing something positive and saying thank you to them. Was really meaningful to him, and he got a chance to thank us for that, and we got a chance to thank him and actually hug somebody that had their hands on our son. So it was really a full circle moment and a just a real feel-good moment. But it made us very aware of the unique stressors that first responders deal with.
What a blessing there. Well, when we come back, we're talking with Michael and Bonnie Quinn, the creators and leaders of Rockin' for Heroes. When we come back, we'll tell you about this great event that's coming up on November 10th and what's in store for you. And we'll hear some great music. So here comes some more. Thank you, Matt Neely.
They're good.
Some good music.
Lexington Lab Band.
Yeah. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. We'll be back after the break with more Rockin' for Heroes. Wow, Rockin' for Heroes. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're with Michael and Bonnie Quinn, the founders of Rockin' for Heroes, a fantastic tribute to first responders and veterans and Gold Star families. There's a great event coming up on November 10th. Tell us a little bit about the 4th Annual Rockin' for Heroes event that's happening out at the James D. Craig, is that how you say that?
Krieg
Park. So tell us about that.
CDO High School.
Yeah, CDO High School.
It's basically Sunday, right beside CDO.
Sunday,
right?
November 10th at James Krieg. It's right next to CDO and the Municipal Aquatic Center on Kaya Concordia. We have two great bands this year. We have opening music is Mark Miller Band. That's our local country western favorite. Followed by Lexington Lab Band coming in from Kentucky. And they are a classic 80s cover band, and they are dynamite. That's the music you've been hearing since the start of the show. And this is their first time coming to Arizona. We're really excited to have them. So the event itself is free to the public. You bring your own chair. We have food trucks. We have a beer and wine tent. We'll have raffles. Smooch the Donkey from Track Ranch will be there from 12:30 to 2 p.m.
Photo ops.
There you go.
Smooch is a big, big favorite. And then we'll have 30 or so hero and sponsor booths where our hero groups are represented, and we have a public tribute piece, a 30-minute ceremony in between the two bands playing, and that's the heart of what we do at Rockin' for Heroes.
How does that raise money, Mike? If it's free to the public, how are you getting the money that's going to be for the scholarship and so forth?
We couldn't do that without all the sponsors, all the businesses that believe in what we're doing, to publicly recognize our community. These heroes, they come alongside and they give sponsorship dollars and help. We're all volunteers,
right?
Not a nickel. We don't have any salary, any overhead. We work out of our house. We have a Microsoft 365 account, an accountant, and our financial statement each month. That's it. 99.5% of every dollar goes to serve and honor our heroes. So it's with sponsors.
And we also rely on private donors, not just business sponsors.
Right.
But
when
you pre-register for your ticket on the Zephy platform, which is through our website, rockinforheroes.org, you have an opportunity to donate to us. Even though the tickets are free, there is a platform on there where you can make a donation.
Right.
And you can do that at the concert as well and support us that day as well.
And that website is Rockin, with no apostrophe, R-O-C-K-I-N, the number 4, heroes, spelled out, .com, right?
Yes.
.org.
Yeah, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so all donations are tax deductible under IRS guidelines. So
yeah, and since they're not getting a steak dinner or anything like that, 100% of it is tax deductible.
Right.
So that's a good thing. And so an individual, but also a company, even though it's November 10th, you're still accepting some support.
If
someone wants to call you guys and say, hey, we got an idea, can we come and be part of this?
That's right.
You're in, right?
That's right. And the scholarship fund that we opened in honoring for the EMTs, we intend to do something similar for military studies and or veterans that are coming out using the GI Bill. And maybe we can supplement that for whatever the GI Bill won't cover.
Not to bang my University of Arizona cymbal as loud as I can, but, I have the good fortune of teaching at the U of A. I've been there for 35 years or so. And it is just a joy. Typically, every semester, I have one or two young men or women that are coming in on Wednesdays in their uniform because they're in the ROTC program and they're learning how to be officers, and they are the kindest, nicest, gentlest, wonderful human beings. So be thinking about maybe helping some of them through that ROTC program as well, because that's really important for our country.
It is, and our mission is kind of evolving, and we see that the importance of as Bonnie mentioned, there's about 20 of the booths will be with organizations in Air Force, Navy, Army, Marine Corps. Marine Corps, on the 10th of November, is the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
Good timing.
So we'll be celebrating that with them, and and making sure to celebrate that. But anyway, all these have booths, and we want to bring our young people in.
Right.
We want to bring young people into these events, and we want to let them know that these are honorable careers to consider. Careers in service. What you see in those ROTC people are selfless individuals that are giving of themselves.
Right.
And we as a nation need to return to that.
So we have an assignment for you, our new CEO of Ackerley Advertising, Morgan. You're going to help me. Let's announce this to all of our students at the Eller College so that they all know this is going on. We'll make that a special. We'll make that a special thing. You know, we're talking with Michael and Bonnie Quinn, the founders of Rocking for Heroes. The event is Sunday, November 10th at James D. Krieg Park in Oro Valley. It's really simple to find. It's right next to CDO High School, which also means there's plenty of ample parking.
That's
there's,
right.
There's tons
lots
of parking.
Lots
all
of
around.
Parking. And the gates open at 12:30 p.m. and the musical start at 1 p.m.
Right.
We should be wrapped up about 5:30 or so.
And bring your own chair and bring some cash because you're going to want to go to some of these food trucks and other places.
50-50 raffle,
Yeah, 50-50 is all cash.
Right.
So we're trying to get an ATM, but I don't know if we'll be able to do it.
Well, maybe somebody out there can help you, maybe donate the services to you so that
For an ATM.
Yeah, there's that's what this show is all about, is bringing the community together. You know, this is really important because you are doing something out of the goodness of your hearts and the love of your son and the love of our heroes, our local heroes and our national heroes. Who benefits more? The people that are coming to the concert and the Gold Star families and the veterans and all the folks, or you two?
Everyone wins.
Everyone.
And everyone
we,
wins.
We really believe that so many of the people that come to this event aren't even aware that they need to say thank you, or they're not aware that these people are living in our communities and working on our behalf, or we just take them for granted because we haven't used their services or, you know, relied on them for anything. So I think once they see this and they see these faces and they meet these people, they're grateful that, and it's a huge positive impact on the community, we believe.
Our website, we have during the opening ceremony, what we didn't mention, last year we had a two-jet flyover.
Why?
This year we'll have two helicopters.
Apache
helicopters.
That's great.
And a C-130 fueling will lead them.
Very cool.
It's going to be cool. But we have all our heroes will be on stage, and people will be able to recognize them, as well as the Gold Stars.
Rockinforheroes.org. You go online, get your tickets. Thanks for being with us this morning. We
Thanks,
appreciate
it. Appreciate it, Ed.
Jump in Tucson. We'll be back next Friday with some great success stories, and I'll also be here, obviously, on Monday with the Wonder Series. Thanks for listening. Hope you jump in Tucson.